All right. Joe Preston, Thrones, here live at WFMU. I'm so glad that this worked out. What's
up? Can you turn that down a little bit?
Oh, you actually got a...
Oh, got my own
got your own volume control.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
That's better.
Sorry,
we had it cranked up.
Oh. just making trouble. I love Lucy episode.
Oh, that fan's even broken. Anyway. It's
just extraneous.
So Joe Preston, Thrones, live here at WFMU. I'm so glad that this worked out. I know I've wanted to you know, bring you by for a live session for a while now, and so this set that you just played was kind of like this build up to an ecstatic moment, and it's a little bit of an echo, I guess, of kind of the No Fun Fest set from 2009.
Yeah, it's most of it is the same material that I played, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I started off with a new song that I'm actually going to be putting out as a 12-inch pretty soon. Starting my own label to put out my own records.
Oh, that's great. What's the name of the label?
Joe Preston Solid Gold Records.
I've seen that listed.
Yeah.
Well, haven't you always sort of had your own label, or?
No, I've been on several other labels. I'm kind of...
There was what? Punk
and
My Vitamins?
Yeah.
So what was that label, where the label that you released the first Thrones cassette?
That was Vern Rumsey from Unwound's label.
Ah, right.
And it was basically a cassette label, although he put out some 7-inches, so yeah. Yeah, actually he put out one of my 7-inches, so yes. But essentially it was a cassette label.
So, yeah, it seems like you've been very busy. You know, obviously people know your name through myriad incredible bands and through Thrones, and you've released a 7-inch earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which we need to get a copy for ourselves here at the station.
Yeah, me too.
And what was the label?
That's on Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Out of Belgium.
Ah, right. Okay, that explains it. The European import issue.
I would have some on tour with me, except I'm extremely lazy, for one. And
lazy.
Yeah.
You carted these three gigantic cabinets all the way up to the fourth floor here. I would not call that lazy.
Well, there's maybe naive or not thinking things through would be a better way of putting that part of it. But there's definitely a lazy half of me, probably more than half. But as far as getting things ready when they need to be, I'm a little slow on the uptake for that. But
I don't believe that story, because you also arrived not only on time but early, very punctual.
I used to be known as punctual.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting to be flaky.
I guess you're very experienced on tour. You've got the hand truck for these
behemoths
out there. In
actually,
the live
room. That largest cabinet in there used to be my little one. And
oh, really?
I've been scaling down. I tour in a minivan now, so.
and sleep on occasion,
yes,
of course. That's,
yes.
That's what happens on tour. So you're on tour right now with a band...
Christian Mistress.
Right, and they have a record out on 20 Bucks Spin,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
And how's it been so far?
It's been awesome. They're amazing. I love touring with them. They're really cool people, and I really like their band. And so it's been a great combo. I've actually been giving rides to one member or another here and there on this trip. So
nice.
We get to hang out a little bit. I usually tag along when they're staying somewhere. Not last night. I thought I had something else set up, and then that, whoops, but... But well, then I've got the van, so I've always got that set up.
So, let's see. This is going to air on the 21st.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any idea where... Well, I'll pull up the tour dates for everybody.
The 21st, I think I will be
in
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, actually, no. That's Memphis. That's way, way before that.
Well, I will have the tour dates, and...
they're actually right here at my fingertips.
But oh, hey.
I bet I... Let's see here.
See, super organized.
Oh, yeah. Completely organized. The 21st, you say? Oh, no, that's Dallas. I'll be playing at the Nightmare in Dallas with Dead Sea as well.
Oh, wow. Dead Sea.
I've never heard them. I've sure heard a lot of people talking about them recently. But
they're they're here in this continent.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
Aren't they
that.
From this continent, or are they not?
Dead Sea, no, they're from New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not that Dead Sea.
It's a different Dead Sea.
Not Dead Sea, but it's...
Oh, Dead Sea.
Yeah, the actual Dead Sea, and they're a metal band.
Okay.
But I'm not sure where they're from. But
yeah, it kind of makes sense. I could see you on a bill with either one. So Thrones is your solo project. Like, you know, you've been in so many bands. We're not even going to list them right now. But what inspired this you know, you to do this solo project?
Actually, Vern did.
Really?
He was really on me about doing something. Like, when I first got kicked out of the Melvins and I moved back to the Northwest, I was really depressed and not very motivated about playing music anymore. I didn't even really touch an instrument for about a year. I was just working and bummed and wallowing in it. And he really just kind of needled me about, like, come on, I'll come. I recorded with Tim Green. He lived in Olympia at the time. Tim Green from the Champs.
Oh, right.
And Nation of Ulysses and other bands as well. But he had a studio in his basement room, which I ended up living in that room later on. But Vern really just was like, come on, just come to Olympia and, you know, spend the weekend and just record some stuff. And so I was like, okay. And that was basically, like, I think he called me just maybe, like, actually New Year's Eve. Because, like, I just consider the 1st of January as the anniversary of me doing stuff. I just started goofing around on my 4-track and putting some things together. It's a pretty wimpy tape as far as quality of material, but I'm glad that he, like, kicked me into gear a little bit.
Oh, and it was recorded by Tim Green?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Freaking champs.
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff with Tim, actually, just because, I mean, it was cheap and available, and it was nice to go visit and hang out and stuff.
You know, it makes a lot of sense with the sounds that you guys are both kind of going for.
Hmm.
I don't know. So, there's a... Let's see. Last year, you did a collaboration with Daniel Menchie,
mm-hmm.
and there's
that was actually a few years ago. It was shortly after I moved to Portland.
Okay,
like the vinyl and the CD DVD thing came out about a year apart. So the vinyl came out last year, but it originally came out like almost 2 years ago, I think.
Oh wow, yeah, I've seen it listed. I have not had a chance. Can you explain? It's on LP. It's on CD and on DVD, so there's a visual.
Yeah, Daniel, I mean, here's an example of me being really lazy. Basically, like, Daniel came over to my house and was like, dude, let me record your voice for a while. Okay, and, you know, do this, do that, and, like, give me another one, okay? And then he just did all the work and put it all together. And that's basically what it is. But he mixed a version for CD. He mixed a totally different version for DVD, which is much longer, I think. Because I've actually not listened to it all in its entirety. And he also put together a bunch of stills and film, well, video that he had shot of Mount St. Helens. And
awesome.
We went out. There's a Stonehenge replica in Washington, in the Columbia Gorge between Washington and Oregon.
Well, that's a really nice area.
Yeah. And it's weird. The person who made it as a monument to young men that died in World War I. And it's not like the real Stonehenge where it's, you know, stones. It's made of a bunch of rock put together with concrete as well. And it's in its original form, like theoretically the original form. Everything's squared off and, you know, the entire, they're all together as opposed to ruins. And so it doesn't look just like Stonehenge. Like, you get there and you're like, this isn't Stonehenge, but it's still kind of impressive to be like, the day that basically Daniel and I went out there with his dog Arrow and took some pictures and we're going out for a hike, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's a really avid hiker and he's a super adventurous guy. He likes to go out strange places, just drive at the end of roads and go hiking with his dog, take pictures and take field recordings of stuff and use it to make music with. And sometimes he can actually get me out of my house and go with him, although it's been a while. Basically...
So this is in the DVD?
Yeah.
So there's new Stonehenge. New old Stonehenge.
New replica. Old Stonehenge, Mount St. Helens, clouds, grimness looking, although we had a very ungrim day that day. There's a lot of goofing around and laughing and stuff. His dog is fun and funny.
We've got to track down these newer Thrones recordings. Definitely. I guess we'll
that one, it's all voice as well. That's all that's really used for that entire record.
And vocoder or
nope, just voice.
Interesting. Huh. Well, and speaking of voice, you do a radio show. You were telling me where you don't actually speak very much, but
none at all so far.
my show's called Talks Cheap here, so
mine is called Talk Takes Too Long to Set Up on my computer.
Yeah,
but no, my show is called F That S actually, and it's on KMBT, which is a, you know, virtual radio station online, combatmusicradio.com.
Okay.
And Scott Kelly from Neurosis put it together with a friend of his, and they've got a whole lot of different DJs on it. Eugene from Oxbow does a show about fighting mostly, which is, it's amazing. Like, it's
a show about fighting?
Yeah, I mean, he's really into fighting.
Okay.
Like, that's his deal.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's got lots of deals actually. Eugene's a real character. His show is pretty hilarious to me. Like, it's often him, like, in his car listening to Slayer and something, you know, like, oh, that guy cut me off, or, like, just kind of ranting and, like, going off about stuff. And he interviews lots of people, and I'm pretty impressed when people, like, I'm really bad. Like, I've wanted to do some interviews, but I never get around to doing them.
Wow, that sounds like an incredible show.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing different shows. Like, TK from Arwake does a show, and Scott does a show. Friend of mine used to do a black metal show, but he stopped doing it. Ben Sizemore does a show, like a mostly punk and hardcore show. There's just a lot of different stuff on it, and I actually like it because it's not a very genre specific setup. Most people have pretty varied tastes, and you can tell in what they play. Like, that's definitely a characteristic of any kind of radio show I've ever done in my life, was,
yeah,
like, I like a lot of music, and metal shows up a lot on my show, but that's not what it's about or anything like that. It's just stuff.
So what have you been listening to lately that might surprise us?
Deutsche Amerikanische Freundschaft.
Okay.
that's been my big driving jam on this tour.
What is that? I'm not familiar.
DAF.
Okay. German. Yeah.
Real minimalist techno.
Yeah.
They're great. I love them. But it's making driving just fly by on this tour.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So we've got to check out your radio show and new releases, and you're working on Joe Preston's Solid Gold Records.
JPSG.
Are you going to be releasing other people's music?
The first thing I'm doing is a split, but essentially it's just so I can put my own records out and just not have to deal with anybody anymore.
Yeah, that's the way to do it these days.
When problems arise, I can blame myself, which I tend to do anyhow. So
they're going to be vinyl?
CDs
too?
CDs are going to be, I mean, like, I released a CD for this tour, mm-hmm. and it's just a CDR. It's like a 3-inch mini CD, and like, I might do things like that. There'll be small runs and no big deal kind of things. But basically, it's going to be vinyl and cassettes and doodads.
Cool. Well, if you're thinking about digital, we should talk about the Free Music Archive in a little bit.
All right.
Anything else you want to?
I don't know.
Joe Preston of Thrones, live here at WFMU. Thank you so much, Joe, for stopping by.
Thanks
good
for
luck
having
on
me.
Tour. I hope you'll be back soon. And Joe Preston Solid Gold Records will be, you know, going platinum.
I'll settle for
gold.
Something. settle for tens of records sold.
Well, an amazing set. So
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Talks Cheap here on WFMU.